Oh no, my light is broken. Have you come to fix it?
No, signora. I have come to release the clowns.
Where am I? What is this place? Oh my God! What are you?
Do not be alarmed by my appearance, human. You are on board a spaceship of the Zosap Morzabian fleet.
What do you want with me?
We wish to study the physiology of your species. You will be subjected to an examination by one of our physicians.
No! No! I won't let you!
Please take a seat, and someone will be out to see you shortly.
Let me go! I have a family! You can't keep me here!
Please don't raise your voice, sir. Someone will be out to see you shortly. In the meantime, there are a selection of magazines you can look at.
Magazines? I can't read a magazine! I'm terrified!
Well, these magazines are well out of date.
But where?
Tell me about it. There's no budget for new magazines, let alone an up-to-date computer system. I have to work with this pile of...
Look, please don't hurt me. I want to go back to Earth. Let me go.
Sir, please don't raise your voice. I have the right to go about my job without being abused. Look at the notice.
I can't read those symbols.
Well, we can only afford for the translator to come in on Tuesdays. Ah, Zenzon.
Hello, Karen. Is this the human subject for experimentation?
It is.
Sorry to have kept you waiting. Come this way, Mrs. Thompson.
No. No, I won't. You come... Wait a minute. I'm not Mrs. Thompson.
What?
I'm not Mrs. Thompson.
You are not a pregnant human female?
No, I'm not. Look at me.
I'm afraid that doesn't help.
Well, who are you?
I'm Alan Hunter.
Alan Hunter. Oh, here you are. Well, you've missed your appointment.
What do you mean? I just woke up here.
Please don't raise your voice, sir. I'm afraid if you miss your appointment, we won't be able to fit you in until next week.
Great. Great. No, that's fine. Just let me go back to Earth and I'll come back. I swear.
I'm afraid the budget to transport patients to and from the mothership's been slashed again. You'll have to stay here, I'm afraid.
Not that there's anywhere to put you. We're having to use a corridor on the engineering deck. It's shocking.
Oh, God.
Ah. There. Uh-oh.
I think you've crushed him.
I just meant to lay a reassuring tendril on his, well, whatever that is. And now I've crushed his brain. Or are those his lungs? I don't know. I'm so tired.
How long have you been on call?
Coming up to 176 blobs.
Fucking government.
Release the clowns.
Want to hook up with beautiful people? Or find pretty people nearby to exchange bodily fluids with? Then join new dating site, yabbadabba.com. Meet thousands of hot girls and guys for fun and more. And by more, we mean sex. YabbaDabba.com is definitely not a phishing site, and all profile pictures are genuine, even though everyone you see on site look like models. That pretty girl you want to swipe right on is real and absolutely not a front for fat, sweaty men from Russian mafia who are stealing your identity and money. Relax and make sexual chit-chat to well-fit girls and guys without worrying about malware or spam, because YabbaDabba.com does all that for you. So come on. Join the party where all the beautiful people hang out for just £10 a month. And we guarantee that your direct debit will not be used to fund prostitution, drug smuggling, slavery, or selling nuclear materials to rogue states. Join YabbaDabba.com, where you'll get fucked.
Ego, release the gloves.
So, we've got 10 minutes left before maths. What were you saying about Cody?
I was saying I think Cody really fancies me.
Oh, finally! You won't be third-wheeling me and Lily all the time. Not that we don't like hanging out with you. I mean, we can double date now, so you won't feel awkward when we're making out. So, have you and Cody kissed yet? Were you still at that stage where you find reasons to brush up against each other?
Oh no, we're not there yet, but yesterday he did say good morning to me.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I know.
He said good morning to you?
Yeah, he was like, good morning, Tom.
And you think he fancies you because he said good morning, Tom?
Yeah, he was hoping my morning will be a good one. He cares about me.
I'm pretty sure my dad said that to you at some point. Don't think my dad fancies you, do you?
Well, I did for a while.
What? My dad does not fancy you.
Yeah, I realise that now. Your dad doesn't say good morning, Tom. He always says, morning, Tom. He's just letting me know that it's the morning, which is why I always say, oh, you don't say, Tony. Why is the morning?
Well, that would be why my dad calls you Sarky Tom. Can't you just say good morning back like any other normal human being?
I'm not going to flirt with your dad, Niall.
Tom, good morning is not a chat-up line.
Yes, it is. Watch this. Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, Tom.
See how her face was all red and she tried to hide it? Good morning is such a pickup line.
Amanda's face is red because of her chicken pox. She was probably hiding it because she thought you were picking on her, not because of your amazing pickup line.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Maybe I'm just not saying it right then, because the way Cody said it was just so... Oh, here he comes now. Hey, Cody.
Good morning, Tom. You're right, Niall. How's it going?
Tom, I think this is where you have to say something.
Yes,
it's all good. See you after football practice.
Cool, yeah. See you later.
What the hell was that, Tom?
I know, right? There was so much subtext in his good morning to me. He was like saying so many words without actually saying them.
No, Tom. I was referring to how you just lost the ability to speak there.
Well, I'd like to know how you'd react in that situation. He practically asked for my hand in marriage. Of course I didn't have an answer for him there and then. We haven't even been coffee mug shopping yet.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing. Oh, crap, it's time for maths.
Good morning, Tom. I hope you've completed your homework this time.
Whoa, miss. Sorry, but this is never going to happen. I'm really not interested.
Well, perhaps you'd be more interested in explaining yourself to Principal Stevens.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in him either.
Release the clowns.
Leonardo da Vinci, is it true? It is completed.
Is it true? And you, Lorenzo de' Medici, loyal Lorenzo, are to be the first to see it. Behold, the Last Supper.
It is transcendent. You have captured perfectly the confusion, the consternation, the anguish of each disciple as they face the terrible truth that one among them will betray their Christ. It is your masterpiece. Pilgrims will come from all over Christendom to witness this marvel, to feel part of that momentous occasion.
Ah, yes, Lorenzo, like you say, everybody want to be a part of this moment.
Of course.
So, we cut out the faces.
Leonardo, I don't understand. I thought I heard you say you were going to...
Cut out the faces, yes. Then people pay to put their own face through the hole.
Leonardo, this is madness.
No, Lorenzo, very sane. They pay 10 florin for disciple, 20 florin to be Christ, 40 florin to be a Judas.
Sacrilege! You would charge more to be the betrayer than the Son of God.
Of course. Everybody loves to be the bad guy.
So you think people pay to put their head through a hole for a minute?
No, Lorenzo. 5 minutes. We do a little sketch they can take with them. We'll be a minted.
Leonardo, about this, I am very uncomfortable.
Maybe this will make you more comfortable. Remember, huh?
The Mona Lisa.
Yes, the pretty lady with the cookie smile.
It is so beautiful. I always wonder, what is she thinking? And her gaze. Everywhere I go, it follows me.
And that's where I get the idea.
Leonardo, no. Her eyes. You cut them out.
Then the people come. They stand behind. They look through like this. And, e presto, the eyes literally follow you around the room. Only 5 florins.
Leonardo, why do you destroy your work like this?
Lorenzo, my friend, you know I am not just a painter.
Of course not. You have many wonderful ideas, like your horse's carriage.
Imagine it, Lorenzo. All the travel, none of the poo. Or my ship to travel under the water.
And your suit for a man to work beneath the waves.
Ah, yes. The scuba.
Why do you call it that?
I don't know. I like the sound. But the point is, I have had my greatest idea yet. It is...
Leonardo, I wait with bated breath.
This. I call it the theme park. People pay to come and enjoy all of my works.
So you have more?
Yes, follow me. You see?
The Vitruvian man. Humanity revealed in all of its nakedness and anatomical perfection. Every detail exact according to the proportions of the human body. His muscles, his limbs, his... Oh, no.
Lorenzo?
Don't tell me you want to cut that out so people can stick their...
No, of course not. It's a family show. Although I have been talking with Michelangelo about adult-only exhibit where people can do that with his David with the tiny peepee. No, this will be a ride.
A ride?
Yes, Lorenzo, a ride. You see, 2 set of arm, 2 set of leg, cut them out like this, strap the 2 people in, they stick their arm and leg through and we spin them round. It's perfect for couples.
And that is the whole theme park?
No, follow me to the top of the tower. I savor the best until last.
Your flying machine. You have already built it.
And it does fly, Lorenzo.
If this is true, Leonardo, people will pay very well to fly.
I told you. We will be minted.
I believe you. But can I see it fly?
Watch. All I have to do is a pedal like this. The screw turner. The blade go around. And...
Leonardo, you fly!
And now, all I need to do is a lean forward and...
Remarkable! You are hovering in the air, beyond the very high city wall, above the ground so far away below!
Isn't it amazing?
Leonardo! Leonardo!
I'm okay. I'm fine. Just need a little tweak. Lorenzo, we're going to be minted.
Release the Clown starred Casper Michaels, Karen Morden, Phil Whelans, Alex Marion, Marco Chu, Nick Hildred, Jonathan Thake, and Tim Keeling. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Phil Whelans, and Marco Chu. The show is produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. If you like the show, please give us a review on iTunes or whichever podcast platform you use. And do feel free to share Release the Clowns with everyone you know. See you next week.